Good morning, everyone. This is Susan Bussey, Senior Vice President of Housing, once again with a Summit WULC update. Thank you for joining the call today. If you're new to these calls, I just wanted to give you a background on how they work. So we provide COVID information to our family members and updates as needed. So when there are less COVID incidences, when COVID levels drop, we usually have less calls. And when COVID levels increase, like they are now, we have more frequent calls. Just also be aware that this call will be recorded and you will be able to access the recording in 1 to 2 days. I'm going to start with a COVID update. We currently have one resident with COVID at the Summit and one resident with COVID at the Lodge. They're both resting comfortably and doing well. WULC and Lodge have paused group outings for the next 2 weeks. Transportation will only be for physician appointments only. We will begin transportation again when COVID levels drop. So we know how important transportation is. And we certainly want to provide as much as we possibly can, but we also have to be very careful about, you know, how many people are on our bus or shuttle, how many people at a time, and we just want to make sure everyone's safe. So we're going to be cautious about group outings right now. Employee testing. So all Summit WULC employees are tested a minimum of 2 times across the Summit campus, 2 times a week. So we're all being tested twice, just for your information. WULC Lodge testing. All of Lodge was tested yesterday, and all of WULC will be tested on the 8th, January 8th. And going forward, we will continue to test weekly at this time. If anything changes, we'll certainly let you know. Effective this week, or next week, sorry, the Summit and WULC will be offering COVID tests to visitors. So if you would like to take a COVID test, please contact the concierge at either the Summit or WULC, and they will give you a test. We thought that would be a, you know, helpful way to, you know, we're protecting everyone and we want to help protect family members too. So if you'd like a test, just let us know. Face masks and shields. So just a reminder, due to the recent rise in COVID levels, all Jewish Senior Life employees are wearing a face mask and a face shield. So there's 2 layers of protection. You've got the blue mask on, and then over the blue mask is a plastic clear mask that all staff are wearing. So we want to be conscientious of having a, you know, a distance, a comfortable distance between residents and staff members too. This is a temporary intervention, and we hope it helps prevent the spread of COVID. I know that it's kind of challenging for some of our residents to hear with those 2 layers of masks on, but we are doing our best at communicating with residents. It seems to be working just fine. And I think it's a comfort to people too, to have, you know, a double barrier for our residents. We continue to encourage our unboostered staff to receive the booster, and we continue to educate and encourage our staff to take the booster, so that will be ongoing. Dining. Dining for both the Summit and WULC has remained unchanged. Our current dining program is to only allow meals for Summit and WULC residents, as we are not ready at this time to provide meals for family members. And everyone's been great with that. I just like to remind people that, you know, family members that, you know, we are still keeping that just exclusively our residents dining in our dining rooms. I have a couple of questions from family members. a family member asked a question regarding dining at Wolk Manor. The question was, is there any discussion about closing the Wolk dining rooms or putting a clear plastic barrier back on the Wolk dining room tables? The answer is, at this time, we will continue to keep the dining rooms open as we have had very few residents with COVID and socialization is so very important to our residents. If we do see a trend with rising COVID numbers at Wolk Manor, we will reevaluate the situation, but I can tell you I'm there breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the residents really like need each other and want to communicate with each other, and it seems to be working well. But if there is, you know, if we are concerned about a rise, then we'll reevaluate that. And then another question from a family member was regarding visitation at Summit Wolk and Lodge. So family members may visit residents at Summit Wolk and Lodge, but keep in mind that family members can potentially bring COVID into our communities too. So we ask that family members keep visitation brief. I mean, we're not putting any time limits on it at all, but we just want to make sure that everybody's safe and well and, you know, throughout our campus. So, you know, there is a spike in COVID. Use your best judgment, but we're certainly not going to stop anyone from visiting. But, you know, just keep that in mind that, you know, we have a good population of residents who are kind of just wanting to stay in their apartments because they're, you know, they don't want to interact too much. So that is my update for today. Thank you. And if you have any questions, you certainly can reach out to me. Thanks.